In this bulletin, the federal government makes a big jobs promise ahead of the federal election, and evidence of more mass fish kills have emerged in far west New South Wales. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has promised to create 1.25 million jobs in the next 5 years if it's returned to power. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has outlined his government's economic plan in a speech in Brisbane.
Creating jobs is a social achievement, not just an economic one. The reason we can make this jobs pledge with confidence is because we have a proven and clear economic plan. Under our plan, we've repaired the budget. It's taken us all of the past 5 years to get back to that strong position that the Howard government left us.
But Mr. Morrison has been forced to back away from the earlier claims Australia would slip into recession under a new Labor government. Instead, he now says the economy would be weaker. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has accused the Prime Minister of baseless scaremongering.
This government's only got the Tony Abbott playbook from 2013. Remember the government, the Liberals said that Whyalla would shut. It's expanding. Let's just call out the fear campaign of the government for what it is. They've run out of anything to say about themselves. All they can do is talk about us.
The long-awaited report of the Banking Royal Commission will be made public on Monday afternoon following the close of trading of the Australian Securities Exchange. The federal government will get the report on Friday before Treasurer Scott Frydenberg releases the findings on Monday, February the 4th at 4:10 p.m. The inquiry into banking, superannuation and financial services has uncovered widespread misconduct, with Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayne QC releasing a scathing interim report. Queensland police are treating the deaths of a man and a woman at a home in the city of Rockhampton as suspicious. A crime scene was declared after the bodies were found at the Frenchville property at about 9:30 p.m. Forensic experts are scouring the Frenchville Road home, and homicide detectives have travelled from Brisbane to join the investigation. Police have not revealed the cause of death. Evidence of more mass fish kills have emerged in the far west and New South Wales, with pictures on social media showing large sections of the Darling River completely choked with dead marine life. Bony herring, golden perch and carp were among the fish found dead in the Menindi Weir and along parts of the Darling this week. New South Wales Water Minister Niall Blair has travelled to Menindi for a briefing on the environmental issues causing the deaths. Mr. Blair, who was met by protesters at the river, said he needed to inspect the site firsthand.
I wanted to make sure that the clean-up crews that we had on standby, I want to see how they're operating, but also to acknowledge that this is at the forefront of the government's agenda and we are concerned. I mean, I want to make sure that I came out here again to see if there's anything else that can be done, to listen to some of the other suggestions in relation to water policy, because this has to stop. We can't keep having fish kills like this.
Briefly overseas, the US has imposed sanctions on the state-owned oil company of Venezuela and urged President Nicolas Maduro to hand over power to the opposition. The sanctions include a freeze on any assets the firm may have in US jurisdictions and measures that would prevent Americans from doing business with it. The sanctions are also aimed at boosting opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has been recognized as interim president of Venezuela by more than 20 countries. US Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin says the company can avoid the sanctions by recognizing Guaido as president.
The United States is holding accountable those responsible for Venezuela's tragic decline. We will continue to use all of our diplomatic and economic tools to support interim President Guaido, the National Assembly, and the Venezuelan people's efforts to restore their democracy.
In cricket, the Perth Scorchers have suffered an embarrassing 78-run defeat at the hands of Melbourne Renegades in last night's Big Bash clash. The home side was dismissed for just 79, the fourth lowest total in BBL history, after the visitors posted 5 for 157 off their 20 overs. The loss leaves the Scorchers languishing at the bottom of the BBL table and out of finals contention, while the Renegades have jumped to second place. Let's check out the weather forecast for tomorrow. Mostly sunny in Perth, a top of 31. In Adelaide, sunny and 36 degrees. In Melbourne, a shower or two, a top of 37. In Hobart, hot and partly cloudy as well, 30 degrees. In Canberra, partly cloudy, 35. In Wollongong, partly cloudy as well, 28 degrees. Partly cloudy also for Sydney and 30. Mostly sunny in Newcastle, 32. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 31. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm, 31 degrees. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, a top of 33. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.